Dr. Linda Mintel is my guest here on The Mark Daniels Show. You know, I didn't notice this before. I needed someone, you, through your book, to show me I was doing these things. First of all, when I got really stressed out, I would immediately go looking for something to just satisfy myself, you know, try to calm down a little bit. If I accomplish something here at the office, it's like, okay, where's the cookie?
Right.
How do I reward myself? And what I've started to do now since I've read your book is when I feel that stress, I feel that craving, I get up and I go down the steps and up the steps. And then I walk around the building here. By the time I sit back down again at my desk, I don't feel hungry anymore.
Right. And the reason that those kinds of eating for stress or eating to calm yourself down is so effective is because it actually works.
Yeah.
It actually does something in the central nervous system to calm your body down. So it's not like you came up with a strategy that didn't work. The problem is when you eat every time you want to reward yourself or eat every time you feel stressed out, you're going to gain weight and it's going to become an unhealthy pattern for you. So that's why you have to strategize to do something different, like walking up and down the stairs, because you have to look at the meaning that food is put in your life. So what does food mean? For a lot of people, food is love. It's comfort. It's reward, like you were talking about, or it's stress reduction. Or it's even the number one emotion that we eat out of. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's happiness.
Yeah.
And I really thought it was going to be tired or boredom or depression or sadness or something like that. But we eat ourselves happy. And that's, an unhealthy kind of habit that we really want to put the brakes on, because it's fine to go to a celebration, a wedding, a birth, you know, something that's a big celebration and have food with that celebration and celebrate. But we don't want to get in the habit of every time we feel some kind of happiness or good feeling, we reach for the food instead of doing something else. You know, you mentioned, Mark, that it's really about our relationship with food. And that's what was so striking to me, is so many of us are just in a fight with food all the time, where it's a battle, it's a struggle, food becomes our enemy. And we really want to get to the point where we see food as a positive thing, as something we need to enjoy and that nourishes us and can actually be used in celebration with other people.
You mentioned the obesity epidemic, and certainly it shouldn't be news to anybody who's walked down the streets of Philadelphia, that's for sure.
Right.
What do you think is the primary reason for this sudden, humongous growth in the average weight or fat density of people who are walking around the streets these days?
Well, we've had so many changes in our lifestyle that are really working against us. We have an overabundance of food. And so when you have a lot of variety of food and food is easily available, people tend to overeat. We don't exercise like we used to. We're constantly sitting in front of screens. Kids are very, very sedentary these days compared to what they were even a decade ago because of all the screens that are in our lives and the way that we don't go out. You look at just issues like unsafe neighborhoods. So kids are not playing in their neighborhoods anymore. There are parks that are in disrepair and the machinery doesn't work, so we don't go out and we don't play. There are cities that are planned neighborhoods without sidewalks, so kids are not out outside. And then crime and violence has kept more kids inside and not playing. The work schedules of parents, you know, not even knowing your neighbors and kind of being afraid of your neighbors. I remember years ago, I spent most of my afternoons when I was a kid outside playing kick the can with the neighborhood kids and tag.
Yeah.
And now you look, go into neighborhoods and people are afraid of their neighbors, don't know their neighbors, they're never home, and kids aren't outside. And then you start looking at the kinds of foods that we're eating, and there certainly are a whole lot more. We've moved a lot more to processed foods, to foods that are convenient. You add to that our busy schedules, where we're constantly on the run, we're grabbing food whenever, wherever. I talked about in the book this thing called flexi eating, where we really have learned how to move food around our schedules rather than going to a table at prescribed times and eating. So you add all of the media, the exercise decrease, the types of foods we're eating, the abundance of food, the busyness of schedules, and you've got a real formula for problems in our country.
Yeah, I was thinking about when you were saying about the aspect of time. Johnny Erickson Tada, a couple of years ago, wrote in a book about how when we were younger and we played kick the can and touch football or whatever out there in the neighborhood when we were kids, time would be fluid. We'd have no idea how much time went by. All of a sudden, it'd be dark and our mother would be screaming out the back door, it's time to come in, and we never thought about it. Our kids now are regimented by, okay, a half hour of Hannah Montana, a half hour, whatever. You know, they're really aware of time, and they start compartmentalizing their lives, and we don't lose ourselves. We don't abandon ourselves to just having fun anymore.
And one of the areas we're really seeing a fallout in this is play with children and the loss of creativity and play, imagination, and even leadership skills are really developed in kids when they play. So if kids are not interacting with other kids and they're not engaging in imaginary play and they're kind of sitting mindlessly in front of a screen for hours, it's just not good for kids in the long run.
Okay, we got to take a break. Linda, you'll get the last word next. The book is entitled Press Pause Before You Eat. Say goodbye to mindless eating and hello to the joys of eating. This is The Mark Daniels Show on WFIO.
40 kilometers northwest of Kandahar, Afghanistan, at a remote desert military base, American soldiers are playing video games. There are cold drinks, coffee, snacks, and comfy chairs. There's an internet connection, a putting green, frisbees, and footballs. There are DVDs, books, games, and guitars. There are toothbrushes, shaving cream, body wipes, and shampoo. This is today's USO. It's the USO to Go program, with all of the above and more, selected and ordered directly by the troops themselves, packaged and shipped anywhere in the world. Today, it's just one of the ways the USO supports our troops, lifts their spirits, and serves as the link between them and the American people. People just like you. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit us at uso.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.